The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wasn't a great year for Alvin Kamara last season, but he still was the number 13 running back per game in full PPR. He was number 19 in non-PPR. He is suspended for three games. The decision coming down today on Friday, August 4th. Already recorded a mailbag show that's going to air on Saturday, so if you listen to that, we had no idea about the Kamara news. Also, please don't forget about the quarterback preview and the tight end preview. Don't let that get buried in your feed. Those were episodes on Thursday and Friday. I'm Adam Azer with Heath Cummings. We'll do a few minutes here on Alvin Kamara and the three-game suspension. Give me a ranking, Heath, and a round for Kamara.
RB25 still for me, and I would be happy to draft that in the round 5-6 range.
We talking Alexander Mattison area or what?
I'm still Madison over Kamara. Listen, when I updated the projections, because I didn't have him projected for 4-6 game suspension, so this is certainly an upgrade over that. But he's still a 28-year-old running back who has seen his efficiency decrease significantly over the last 2 years. You look at the first 4 years of his career, 5 yards per carry, nearly 7 yards per target. The last 2 years, 3.9 yards per carry, 6.5 yards per target. Now he doesn't just have Taysom Hill stealing touchdowns from him, which Kamara only scored 2 rushing touchdowns last year and only has more than 5 rushing touchdowns once in the last 4 years. He also has Jamal Williams there as well. So I do think that there's pretty significant risk in ranking him as a top 20 running back. But in the projections, I would now have him as a top 18 option. I just downgrade him because of the age, the injury concerns, and the extra sharing.
Alvin Kamara does not have a carry of longer than 30 yards in either of his last 2 seasons. And it just reminds me so much of Le'Veon Bell, of Ezekiel Elliott. It's just a little surprising to me with Kamara because it's not like he's had a huge workload. I mean, touches, yes, but carries, no. And 28, I would have felt like he'd be kind of a young 28. So to see him really decline at ages 26 and 27 was interesting. One thing that declined, at least according to Pro Football Focus, was his offensive line play. The run blocking grades have been pretty bad the last 2 years, and that used to be a strength for this team. But right now, for what it's worth, Heath, the PFF has the Saints 24th offensive line ranks. That's not specific to run or pass in their preseason rankings. So maybe, you know, maybe he's just not going to be that electric player anymore.
And that's the problem. Like he needs either the extreme efficiency or a large share of the volume, yeah, or just like a ton of targets. And I don't know that any of those three are guaranteed, especially if Chris Olave and Michael Thomas are both healthy all year.
57 catches in 15 games. So could he be a 65 catch guy? If he's a 65 catch guy, then he's should, you know, in PPR, he's going to, and probably half PPR, he's probably going to outperform around 5 position.
Yes, I think if he's a 65 catch guy, especially, I mean, I don't think he can be a 65 catch guy because he's playing 14 games at the most this year.
I'm sorry. Okay, per game, yeah.
But I do think per game he has a chance to be a number 2 running back, maybe even a high end number 2. I think the ceiling you're looking at is somewhere in that RB12, RB13 range. And the floor is much lower than that because they have plenty of options if he loses another step and he has age and injury concerns.
All right, is there still any appeal to drafting Jamal Williams or Kendre Miller? The first 3 games this year are against Tennessee. They always have a brutal run defense. Carolina and then Green Bay.
By brutal you
brutal
meant
is
good.
Really damn good. They're a tough matchup. Yeah.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think both these guys are probably, for me, double digit round picks. Jamal Williams in that round 10-11 range. Kendre Miller in the end of the draft range. I didn't ever know for sure when Kamara was out if Miller would fill that pass-catching role anyway, because he didn't do a lot of that in college. So I do think it'll be a timeshare between Jamal Williams and Kendre Miller for those three games. I don't think one of the guys is going to see 20 touches per game, but they should be high-end flexes for 3 weeks, and then I think Williams probably stays as a flex, and Kendre Miller falls off the radar. The nice thing for him is, like you talk about handcuff running backs, he's now backing up two different 28-year-old running backs. So if one of those guys goes down, he should have a role.
Last thing here. So you like Madison better than Alvin Kamara. What about guys like James Cook, DeAndre Swift, Rashad White, guys that we might have some more questions about?
Yeah, Cook has been a big riser for me since the start of camp, just because of the way they're talking about him. So I would still take Cook and White. I actually have it White, Cook, Kamara in that order right now. I have all three of them ahead of Swift. One guy who, if we go another week or two and he's still on the pup, might fall behind this group is a Breece Hall, just because of the injury concerns and not knowing if he's going to be ready for week one. But somewhere in that, and I wouldn't argue with somebody that wanted to rank him at RB20, somewhere in that RB20 to 25 range is where Kamara should live.
Okay. Heath, thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry. Anything from the passing standpoint? Does this affect Olave or Thomas or anything?
I don't think it does. It could be a good thing for Carr because, like I said, I was expecting 4 to 6 games. And while Kamara's efficiency has been down as a pass-catching running back, he's still above average in that regard, and I'd still expect him to be much better than Jamal Williams and Kendre Miller. So possibly a few more free yards for Derek Carr where he just dumps the ball off and the running back does all the work.
Hey, it helps. All right, thanks to Heath and all of you for watching and listening. Remember, mailbag tomorrow. Thursday, we recorded quarterbacks. Friday, tight ends. So check out those position previews and have an awesome weekend. See ya.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.